Yeah, talking about eufy.com. The Eufy video lock is unbelievable. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it at Best Buy stores starting on May 20th. What is it? It's a smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell, 3-in-1, triple security, so you can have everything you need in one device rather than install many pieces on your front door. It's not just for security, but also for convenience. No more concerns about losing keys like my wife. You can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. It's easy to install and set up with just a Phillips head screwdriver, no drilling required. It's got a keyless entry. No more fumbling for the keys. When hands are full, never worry about kids losing keys or passing among the renters of your house. You got a rental property out there, this is a must-have. I love this product. Just got it a couple weeks ago. Huge fan. Have the Ring camera. It's okay. It's not as great as this, so I swapped it out. Go to Eufy Video Lock today on YouTube. That's EUFY Video Lock, or visit EUFYOfficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your front door.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Live from our studios in Austin, Texas, this is Drinkin' Bros Fake News with Ross Patterson, Dan Holloway, Papa G with the traffic.
How you feel?
Not good.
Yeah?
Field reporter Hot Bob. And Delco Dan with sports. Welcome to Fake News.
Yeah, welcome to Drinking Bros Fake News, everybody. Bringing you the realest, fakest news of the week. Top of the show, though, we got some real news to report here. Our good homie Ryan Mills, our sales rep in Texas, is doing a free tasting tomorrow night in Weatherford, Texas. That'll be this Friday, March 15th, from 5 to 8 p.m. at Liquor Galore. Never been there, but I love the sound of it, D'Anthony. 2124 Tin Top Road, Weatherford, Texas. And also want to give a shout-out to H-E-B's. That's our biggest grocery store chain down here in Texas. They just picked us up in College Station, Kerrville, Mexia, Bourne, Lake Jackson, Sugarland, and Humble. And I also want to give a special shout out to Texas Cheer Liquor. They just picked us up as well. Grab a 12-pack for the weekend. The tourney's starting up for college basketball. March Madness is here. St. Paddy's Day's here. I'm going to get rocked this weekend. How about you, D'Anthony?
Mushrooms.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Okay. Any special occasion?
Just, you know, living life, man.
Just a fucking Saturday afternoon, huh? No. Do you go out in public when you do mushrooms?
Sometimes, yeah.
Man, I can't do it. I can't do it. We were talking about that earlier. Do you want to, should we pop up that Conor McGregor video?
Well, he's on cocaine.
I know, but like, we were chatting about that right when we went off air. A listener sent that to us on Twitter there. It's on my feed. He tagged me and D'Anthony on Twitter. Bob, but looking at that, I was like, man, there's no way I could rip a huge fucking gator tail and either do an interview or a show or anything else in life. You're fine, though. You could do all that shit, and you would never know.
I might laugh more than usual.
You think
if I'm
so?
If I'm on a large dose, yeah, like a normal. Well, I say large dose, a normal dose for me.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. Bob, you signed out over there?
Yeah, logged him out.
We're having some issues. If you haven't heard, by the way, top story in the state of Texas, Pornhub. Pornhub is now requiring you to have an ID to use their site.
Well, you've got to create an account. I don't know if they need an actual ID or not, but you definitely have to create an account, and somehow they verify your ID. I don't know how.
They do, but here's the thing. Would you trust giving Pornhub your ID?
Well, I think it's interesting that the Texas state government has decided that people inside of the state of Texas, inside of the country of the United States, have to give their personal information now to a Canadian company, to a foreign company. That's weird, right?
Well,
they care more about this Jesus bullshit than they do about like the sanctity of our country, which is a problem.
And also, if you're going to say, hey, you know, this ban on TikTok, which is a foreign adversary or whatever, how does that not lend itself to Canada, I guess?
Canada's not a foreign adversary, but they are a foreign country. Like sharing personal information, private personal information with a foreign country, that's never been a requirement for anything ever in the history of this world.
Do you not consider Canada to be a communist country at this point, though? That's why I said they're almost an adversary.
Yeah, but they're also pussies, right? So it's like, there's a lot of countries that don't really like us. France doesn't care for us either, but they're not an adversary because they're cowards.
That's true. That's true. And they never say anything to you over there as an American either. That makes sense. But Bob, pop that up on screen right now. Read this to the listeners here.
Well, it's a fucking novel, but dear user, as you may know, your elected officials in Texas are requiring us to verify your age before allowing you to access our website. Not only does this impinge on the rights of adults to access protected speech, it fails strict scrutiny by employing the least effective and yet also most restrictive means of accomplishing Texas's stated purpose of allegedly protecting minors.
Ah, gotcha. So they're saying that we're trying to keep minors from watching porn.
Yeah, it's all about the kids.
It is.
Because the internet's grooming them.
It is.
Yeah, man.
It is, dude.
God forbid somebody do their job and parent their children.
Exactly. What about X videos? Go to xvideos.com. Did they enact it across all pornography sites?
No.
Or just this one? All right. Yeah, now we're seeing some nice gangbangs there and some fun thumbnails there for Bob to scroll through for the next half hour on his own and kind of peruse there. Oh, there's a violent facial right there. Yeah. Okay. So they haven't stopped all of them. Why Pornhub in particular?
Because they're the biggest. They're the ones that are making the most amount of money doing this.
Okay.
All these other ones are kind of pulling in, a little bit of interstitial and programmatic ad data, I get, or ad revenue, I guess.
Okay.
But nothing like what Pornhub is.
Well, I mean, Pornhub is pretty much just Semen X. You know, every ad is for Semen X. And it's to make your semen thicker.
Yeah. There. Which is not as good. What was the other one?
Was it Hot Loads?
No.
Was it Young Loads?
Jared would know immediately.
Ropes? Was it Ropex? That's
Ropex,
what it was.
Yeah.
Yes, Ropex. Yeah. Man, I was going to be pissed off at myself if I blew that today.
Yeah.
So, Bob, just for, again, this is purely research at this point. Go to xhamster.com.
You're good.
We're good on xhamster.com?
No.
They shut you down.
Well, it's just making you say you're 18.
Oh, so you clicked it. All right, now click on one of the videos, again, for research, Bob.
Okay.
Do not put this up on screen. What's the first one that pops up there? Name it.
Brandy Renee wants her BF to finger her in bed, but she has some competition from her roomie, Abigail Morris.
My God, that's the longest name for a porn I've ever fucking heard.
Sure is. You really
I don't need
that
much
up.
Information.
Black man arrives at a door with a typewriter, squeezes door handle tightly, and walks in to see MILF. Too long. Too long of a title there. Great video, though. Terrible title. I'm kind of watching it in the background here. Again, out of research. So here's what I don't get. Now that we've gone to a couple different sites here, why isn't X Hamster Banned or X Pornhub?
I don't know why.
X Video's pretty big.
Pornhub's not banned. They opted out. Like, they're like, we're not doing this in the state of Texas while this law is in place because this law is stupid.
Mm.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
The law is stupid. And it's like anytime you give the government more power, I don't care what part of government it is, federal, state, local, even, that's a mistake. You should never, ever give government power. This TikTok ban is bullshit. It's insane to me to see all these people in conservative media who are fucking supporting this shit. Like, oh, China's our enemy, whatever the fuck. It's like, not really. China's our competition. They're not our enemy. That's not the same thing, right?
Right.
Like, it's more like a fucking football game than it is like a war, frankly, right? Mm-hmm. Because they have no vested interest in seeing us fail. We're their biggest trade partner and vice versa. Their economy would collapse if we went away. It's fucking retarded. Now, they do try to steal our IP all the time, sure.
Yeah.
Right? And they try to steal our data all the time, sure. So does the NSA. They constantly do it. As a matter of fact, there are two people on the run from the federal government right now who expose that shit.
Yeah.
Right? Bob, go to... have you been able to get on Twitter yet?
Dude, fuck social media. It's being retarded. I'm almost there, I think. Like, I have to use, like, Bluetooth through my phone. I don't know why this computer logs it out.
I'm out of passwords in this life. I realized that yesterday. Like, I'm tired of 19... factors to authenticate bullshit and the goddamn exclamation points and at symbols and everything else. I can't remember any of them. I'm all out. And then now there's a thing, I don't know if you've noticed this, where it's like, you can't use any of the passwords you used in the past. Cool, man. Yeah. How the fuck am I supposed to remember 98 different passwords?
It's so fucking stupid. It's so dumb.
Because that's a QR code that just popped up for you. That's fun.
Yeah, so now you got to scan that and log in from your app on your phone or what?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh my God.
I don't fucking know.
Bob's all locked in, dude. Yeah. Pornhub got him all jumbled up today. Yeah, he can't tie a belt around his neck and look at college girls.
You can't keep a fucking a white man like him off Twitter.
No,
like this is as close to it comes as violating his civil rights.
Oh, this whole goddamn place is gonna burn down today, dude. You don't keep a white man like Bob off of Twitter.
Yeah, but China is not our enemy. They're our competition. Russia is not either. They're just some fucking knucklehead retard. They're like a junkyard dog that can't figure it out. They don't know how to fight properly. They don't do anything right except for targeted assassination. They're pretty good at that. And information operations, which are ongoing in this country right now. Iran is our enemy, right? The one that says openly they want to destroy America and other allies of ours. That is our enemy.
Did Bob just slam something down on the ground over there?
No, I just dropped something.
He just dropped it.
Oh, Bob's getting violent over there.
You know Iran, that country that Obama gave billions of dollars to?
Yeah.
That's our enemy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. What's been interesting over the course of the last 24 hours since that TikTok ban was passed by Congress, obviously it's got a clear Senate now, is to see odd partners on the right and the left come together on this. Who don't support it. So like Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC agree with not banning TikTok. Biden says he'll sign the bill.
He Trump
says
he
won't sign the
is.
Bill. I understand that. But his White House press secretary, whatever the fuck her name is, Jean-Luc Picard, she says, well, look, the president's going to sign it. So it's weird to see these bedfellows on both sides where you're like, wait a minute, AOC is with Marjorie Taylor Greene? Do I want to see that on Pornhub?
Yeah. Maybe. Can you, maybe. If I send you a link to a tweet, can you pull it up?
Hold on.
Should be able to. Oh, there
we go. Finally.
All right,
by the way, that's Elon Musk's two-factor authentication at work right there.
Yeah, he just sent a rocket up to the goddamn moon today. So give him a break today.
What do you need? No.
Give him a break today.
Go to Spike Cohen, real Spike Cohen.
He was on the show.
Yeah, he's a good dude. He and I spar from time to time, but.
Yeah,
I like
he's
him.
Been on the show. Well, yeah. We like Spike.
I just like he's a very calm talker, and I like it more when he's animated. So I talked a little shit to him the last time he was here. Okay, so find the one that says this TikTok ban is no such thing, and it has a fucking PDF. Yeah. All right, so this ban, as they're calling it, they're saying it's not a ban. It just reins in a foreign company, right? Technically, a company that is being controlled by a foreign entity. Here's the criteria for foreign adversary, as they call it, right? So you can't, in any country, or I'm sorry, any company that's operating inside the United States can be banned at any time by the president.
Okay.
Should it fall under this definition of being if it's considered to be a foreign adversary, controlled by a foreign adversary. So the term controlled by a foreign adversary means with respect to a covered company or other entity, that such a company or other entity is either of these three things or all of these three things: a foreign person that is domiciled in, is headquartered in, has its original place of business in, or is organized under the laws of a foreign adversary country. So if the articles of incorporation were in China, Russia, whatever, right?
Yeah.
excuse me. Or if their HQ is there, or if their CEO lives there, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Or B, an entity with respect to which a foreign person or combination of foreign persons described in subparagraph A directly or indirectly owns at least 20% stake. So that's like the a C-level person that owns 20% or more that lives in Russia or China or somebody somewhere we don't like.
20% or
that,
more.
That company can be seized. It can be either banned or forced to be sold by the U.S. government.
20% right? is not a majority in a company.
No, no, it's not, no. And then C, which is the really dubious part, is a person subject to the direction or control of a foreign person or entity described in subparagraph A or B. That's just like if I as the president think that Elon Musk is under the control of China,
mm-hmm.
and I could just say that and then ban his fucking company. And the only recourse that Elon Musk has, there's only one fucking outlet for this, and it is a district judge in Washington, D.C., which is going to be a liberal.
Correct.
Right? Yep. That a liberal that works directly for the fucking president.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the largest power grab by the federal government since the Patriot Act.
If it passes.
It will pass.
You think so?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. It'll pass probably by the end of this week.
Really?
Yep.
No way.
Who in the Senate's going to vote it down?
So there is surprisingly.
There's like four or five people.
Yeah, there is surprisingly
like they're
people
famous.
On both
they're
sides.
Famous people. They're big people, but it's not enough to stop it.
Is there anybody Senate wise? Do they have a guess at this, Bob? On there of what they think the numbers are going to be?
Look it up real quick. I mean, AP just says Senate path still unclear. But I mean, the vote in the House, it was overwhelming.
No,
was
I know it was. Yeah, it was huge. It was absolutely huge.
Like 70%.
And here's the interesting twist this morning. Steve Mnuchin, who is the former Secretary of Treasury under Trump, is in play with a investment group to try to buy out TikTok right now. So we'll see how that all shakes out. Because that was the other part of this, is you have to sell the company to an American.
TikTok is the main news source for people under 30. It's also uncensored by the federal government, which means that when all that shit was going on during the early stages of
COVID,
the late stages of Trump's presidency and the early stages of Biden's, where the federal government, DHS, the FBI and NSA were telling companies to censor things, right?
Mm-hmm.
TikTok wasn't part of that. So they don't have control of it. So here are their options. They can ban it outright just because it's Chinese if they feel like it, right? Or force them to sell it to one of their fucking friends.
Yeah.
Like, how do you... And there are fucking conservative influencer people out there defending this shit. Are you out of your fucking mind to give the government... To give one man that power?
Yeah,
why... That is fucking insane to me.
Why are they defending it?
Just I have no goddamn
because
idea.
Of China, and they think so?
This is a good thing because China's trying to run information operations in our country. You don't think they can do that on fucking Facebook? Really?
Yeah, and that's... Dude,
like, there's no moderation of content on Facebook or Instagram or even Twitter.
Yeah.
It just doesn't exist. You may think it exists, but it fucking doesn't.
No, there's bots everywhere. Like, yeah. people kind of lose sight of the whole, like, Russia interference stuff or, like... There were absolutely Russian ops on Facebook and stuff like that. The thing that was overrated was the amount of influence they had.
Correct.
But there were troll farms and shit going on the whole time.
And there's a bunch
since
from other
the
countries.
Internet has existed.
Right. Yeah, there's a bunch from other countries
and there,
as well.
There always will be, right?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, does anybody out there believe that the FBI doesn't have troll farms as well?
No.
Running propaganda on social media? You're goddamn right they do.
I wish I worked for one. That'd be sweet.
I know.
That would be a fucking pretty chill job just to fuck with people all day.
All day long, dude.
Like, to be a professional troll, it's one thing to do it like we do it. We do it for the love of the game.
Yeah.
But to get paid $150,000 a year to do that shit?
God damn it. That'd be
great. Nice. Plus Bennies?
Bennies?
25 years of that and you can retire with 60% pension,
dude. Government Bennies and all I'm doing is telling people to suck my dick all day?
Come on. You throw some Bennies in there, dude? I could really ram shit up.
Because, you know, you saw all these after Elon bought Twitter, you saw these articles about the rise in anti-Jew and anti-hate speech and blah, blah, blah is on the rise and blah, blah, blah. Guaranteed that was fucking people in the government.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just 100%. Like maybe bots, but probably more likely. Like, I know people who work at an intelligence for every federal agency that exists. And on average, I would say they probably have 5 to 10 fake social media accounts per outlet, per channel.
Easily.
Right?
Easily.
That they use to fucking collect data on people, mm-hmm. and troll people and all kinds of other shit.
And also, you think the RNC and the DNC don't have paid people that are physically working on Twitter every single fucking day? And I'm saying working on Twitter because that's their fucking job. Mm-hmm. That JoJo from Jers is just a paid fucking DNC operative. All she does all day long with that account is just post Democratic shit over and over and over and over and over and over again. Doesn't respond to any of it. She's got a gajillion followers now because she agreed with everybody and likes all the same things and everything else. The RNC's got the same shit going on their side as well. So which is worse? And I said on the show yesterday, the day before, forgive me, but initially, when this ban of TikTok came up a few years ago, I was with it. And then as the years have ticked away here, I'm like, well, shit, they've got all my fucking information. They listen to me every goddamn day anyways. What the fuck am I really giving up at this point? And I flipped on this thing. So I'm with you, and I don't really get it. Now, the Pornhub thing in Texas, how many people are going to die tonight that they can't jack off? That's going to be a big one.
Maybe we just get more creative. Because you remember when we were growing up, I don't know how it was for you. You guys are a little bit younger than us, but it was like Victoria's Secret magazines and shit that we would stash under the counter in our in the bathroom that our parents didn't
maybe know about. You got a centerfold from maybe, some weird thing and somebody
maybe
and
you
friend.
Had a weird uncle and you stole some of his porn or something like that, or God forbid you stumble upon a fucking VHS tape. I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember sitting in my living room in South Carolina with all the other dudes in my neighborhood, ranging from like, I think I was 13 and the oldest one was like 17. We're all sitting there watching some girl's butthole get drilled.
Sure.
We're like, man, this is fucking cool.
Man, the world's awesome.
But that
it?
Was like, you know, that was serious. Oh, yeah. That was serious business. That's like going to the Super Bowl. For the most part, we were just dealing with like snippets of things.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's weird. We had less fetishists back then, less weird people, I think.
Yeah.
Or at least people weren't as open about it and it was nicer.
It was, and your uncle would walk into the convenience store. They would put the magazine inside of a black bag, so you could. It wasn't a clear bag, so you couldn't see through it. You couldn't, you know, kids couldn't see what was in there.
Yeah, clown boobies.
Yeah,
I think was the main one.
And then you know he'd get a 40 of Mickey's and say, "Hey, you want to take a look in this magazine? Hop on in bed with me. Let's check it out together."
Oh, my uncle never did that.
Oh, he didn't. Okay, I just I wanted to look.
No, he died of brain cancer. I hopped in.
Yours did?
Yeah.
Mine strangle baited to death in front of me. So
I'm sure mine was into some weird shit. He spent like most of his adult life in prison.
Did he really?
Yeah.
What did he do?
Murdering people.
Oh, nice shit.
He was a Hell's Angel, so.
Fuck off.
You know,
who would have saw that coming?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
He's had more sex than everyone in this room combined.
Sure has.
Yeah, just not with women.
Yeah.
Although he did have several children. I think one of them got AIDS, so she probably had a lot of sex. She was a prostitute. So.
Okay. Yeah, you got to roll the dice, Bob, when you join that gang. You know? Yeah. God forbid you roll an 11.
Actually, they have a 99.
Fuck 11 dudes.
They have a 99 percenter group as well.
Do
so
they?
1 percenters are like gang member MCs.
Okay.
Right? And HA has a 99 percenter as well. All so right. They're just like part. They don't do illegal shit, I guess. I
don't like, hey, man, we don't know what you're doing with your switchblades after we leave. We just want to go to Twin Peaks, have a good time.
Yeah. I just want to pull up on my hog, have a good time, man. Wear some leathers, you know, go to Twin Peaks, get a couple of whiskey sours and kind of figure out the evening.
Wouldn't that be sweet if, like, the Crips and Bloods had that?
Oh, like, like their community outreach team.
Yeah.
There's like the 1 percenters that do the gnarly shit, but you could be a 99 percenter Crip who's just like there for the break dancing.
And so you're there for the, just
the
for
syrup and the break dancing. Yeah.
And then you talk shit on Twitter. That's as tough as you get.
Yeah.
You never move above, hey man. And then you kind of tone it down.
Speaking of black people.
Sure.
Do you remember the Bling Bishop?
Oh, love him. Big fan of his work.
So He was found guilty of 5 counts, including wire fraud, attempted extortion, and lying to the FBI.
Yeah.
He lived in a $1.6 million home.
And you don't say.
Then he owned several apartment buildings in Hartford, Connecticut. He's also accused of scamming an elderly woman of $90,000.
He needed it. He needed it for those chains.
Victimless crime there, by the way. Yeah. What does an old lady need with money? Like, just fucking live. Go live in a home somewhere.
No, you don't need that money. It's still costly to live in a home.
He used fake bank statements to secure a $250,000 loan.
Sure, of course.
Let's see.
There he is right there. There's the Bling Bishop. Look at that guy. Was he the one that got robbed, too, on camera?
Why is it the same dude? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Which was probably, I haven't gotten to that part yet. I don't know if that's in here or not. Maybe that was a setup. Why is there a dreidel next to him? Why was the ad next to him a dreidel?
It's a lazy boy and a dreidel. Bob, what fetishes are you into? Because put the screen on that. That Barca lounger, it looks like it heats up in the lower back area.
And the upper back as well.
Oh.
You see those other two nodes up there and the legs. Let's see. He claimed his connections to city officials, blah, 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 just extortion. He was also arrested in December of 22 in connection with federal court cases and released on $500,000 bail. He also ran for... Oh, he's also known for his connection to Eric Adams.
No shit. Is he goes to the same church?
No, because he tried to replace him as borough president in Brooklyn.
Ah.
And didn't win. Well. So he's... The charges that he was convicted of have a potential 45-year prison term.
Shit.
So we'll see what he actually gets.
Or what the Lord gives him, okay?
The Lord gives and takes.
Sure does.
Right.
And so this is part of the journey for him.
Which kind of sounds like Indian giving to me.
Yeah, but the bishop knew what he was getting into when you start dealing with the Lord. You don't know what he's going to giveth and taketh from you, and that's the... That's the reason you become one of those. Welcome to the show, by the way. Grab some Hard AF seltzers in there. Help yourself. Seriously, they're in the fridge right there. We got everything for you guys. Welcome. And then pick out a drinking bro for Drinking Bro of the Week at the end of the show, unless you got a real job and you can't be on. Our first sponsor is GhostBed.com/drinking bros. 50% off everything in the entire store. Pull it up, Bobby. Let's see what we got going on in there. Every single mattress is made in the USA. Pillows, sheets, adjustable bases, mattresses for RVs. Everything is 50% off with the promo code DRINKINGBROS. Check out, look at that. Go back to the RV photo. Now, this is what Joel wishes he looks like living in the RV behind our studio. Arms up in the air. Yeah, I fucking had the best night's sleep of my life. But we won't buy the mattress for him, okay? We feel he hasn't earned it yet.
I actually think I might take the mattress out of there that's in there right now and throw it out in the street. Just as like, it's a motivational strategy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, hey, you don't want this. You want that ghost bed.
You want that ghost bed, bro. You got to work harder. You got to get those ads done and that trailer cut that I asked you for, okay? But everybody out there right now, load up the cart as high as it'll go. Once you pop in that promo code Drinking Bros at checkout, it's too late. They can't take it back. You can put 60 fucking items in there. And then pop in the 3-year pay-as-you-go program at the end of it. Fuck yeah, dude. Stretch that out over 3 years. Fuck them, dude. You can create your own goddamn Airbnb if you want to. Finest mattresses in the land. Best night's sleep you'll ever have at ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Everything's 50% off. With the promo code Drinking Bros at checkout. Do you know why they're offering savings like that? It's because inflation is getting worse. Inflation rose again in February, keeping the Federal Reserve on course to wait at least until the summer before starting to lower interest rates. That means good luck buying a house right now out there. The Consumer Price Index, a broad measure of goods and service costs, increased 0.4% for the month and 3.2% from a year ago. The Labor Department's Bureau of Labor Statistics reported on Tuesday the monthly gain was in line with expectations, but the annual rate was slightly ahead of the 3.1% forecast from the Dow Jones consensus. Excluding volatile food and energy prices, the core CPI rose 0.4% on the month and was up 3.8% on the year. Both were 0.1% higher than the forecast. So Does that mean the Inflation Reduction Act isn't working for us?
Yes.
Damn it. It's weird.
Because I mean, you name something the Inflation Reduction Act, and that fucking bitch doesn't do its job.
God damn it.
You know, man, what I mean? It's like we named it the right name. I don't know what the fucking problem is.
You know what, man? When I looked at the bill and I was kind of grazing through it, if you will, I didn't see anything in it that was actually about inflation or reducing it. Saw a lot of other bullshit in there for climate change and some fun shit like that. But nothing that would actually help lower inflation. So you mean none of that's working? Fuck me. Fuck me.
Yeah, so I'm asking ChatGPT, which is woke as fuck, by the way, what the what's in the Inflation Reduction Act. I just think it's funny.
ChatGPT woke?
Because it's
they programmed
owned
it like
by
that?
A woke company. Yeah, it won't answer like if... But it's not as bad as Google's. Google's wouldn't even show a white person. Like... Show me
really?
Abraham Lincoln, and it's fucking Michael Jordan dunking from the free throw line. Like, what the fuck? Okay, so this is in order, by the way. Number one, climate change and energy.
Yep, I remember reading that.
Yep. The act includes significant investments to combat climate change, aiming to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by roughly 40% by 2030. Nonsense. It has nothing to do with inflation. As a matter of fact, it makes it worse.
Yeah, sure does.
Healthcare. It extends the Affordable Care Act's enhanced subsidies for health insurance through 2025.
Great.
Has nothing to do with inflation.
No.
Tax reforms introduces a 15% minimum tax on corporations with over $1 billion in profits. And by the way, we talked about this last week, but if you taxed every billionaire in the country, what they wanted to do, which was like a 5% tax on all their wealth, it would fund the government for 50 days.
Yeah. Yeah. Not going to help inflation that much. No.
Let's see. And then deficit reduction, which is, I think, the thing that Republicans got put in, that if certain triggers happen, they have to reduce the overall budget by 1% or something like that. So that's the only, and it's the last one too.
Last one.
That has anything to do with the actual goddamn inflation. Now, you may have noticed the phrase excluding volatile food and energy prices.
Sure did.
That's a new way that we've started calculating inflation since Joe Biden became president. Mm-hmm. That's not how it's historically been calculated.
Because that's what's costing the most is my fucking food, for Christ's sakes.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man.
It's wild.
Yeah. A cheesy gordita, dude, used to cost 99 cents. It is now $3.43. I want to fucking burn the world.
Yeah. It's don't fuck with Taco Bell, man.
Don't do it, dude.
So the BLS, the Bureau of Labor and Statistics, reported that increases in energy and shelter amounted to more than 60% of the total gain.
Perfect.
So one of the two that's being excluded from this energy is part of the largest increase, right? So it's way higher than what they're saying is the point. Gasoline jumped 3.8% on the month. That happens up and down pretty regularly. blah, blah, blah.
Airline fares
are up 3.5%. Apparel's up 0.5%. This is just for 1 month, by the way.
Yeah.
So that stuff, who knows? But the year-over-year increase for headline CPI, which again removes the most expensive stuff, is 0.1. But that doesn't mean over the month. That doesn't mean shit. So for anyone keeping track, and you can go to data.bls.gov and... there's an inflation calculator on there, and you can do these calculations for yourself. Total inflation since Biden took office is at 19% now.
Jesus Christ.
After 3 years, it's at 19%. And that's with a new calculation that doesn't include energy and housing.
Yeah.
Or whatever the fuck. Is it energy and food or energy
food.
And food?
Food.
Yeah, which is like the stuff that people need to live.
Yep.
People die from starvation. And they die from the cold.
Yeah.
They don't die from fucking jeans costing too much. You know what I mean? Like, or the stock market not making their fucking, I mean, it's crazy. In contrast, by the way, and this is even with the majority of 2020 being an absolute shit show because of COVID and lockdowns and stuff, Trump's cumulative inflation over 4 years was 8%. Which is 25% below the average rate of inflation in any given four-year period, right? That's just math, you know? Asians did it.
And that math you did for the new inflation report, that's Bidenomics, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Bidenomics. So they're saying it's 19%, or the new calculation shows that it's 19% over 4 years. It's more like 25 at least, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is three times higher than what it was under Trump. So like when you go vote, keep an eye on that. And also, are we still calling inflation transitory? Remember that?
Yeah, not sure. I think inflation is trans.
If it persists for the entire presidency, is it still transitory? Like, we'll get it right the next time.
Yeah, I think
don't worry about it, man.
They just wanted to squeeze the word trans in one more time. Mm. I think so.
It could be it.
But it's not looking great out there. And I heard Jerome Powell speaking the other day about when interest rates would come down. He says inflation has not cooled off the way we wanted to yet. And then maybe by the summer, they're looking at potentially June for it to come down.
Yeah. Well, here's you know, Jerome, which is a weird thing for a white man to be called, frankly.
It's my dad's name is Jerome, isn't it weird?
I don't like that.
It is weird. I told him all the time. He goes by Jerry because of it.
Yeah, he should.
Yeah.
You know, Jerry Powell, if you need my advice on this, I don't know why you would, because, you know, this is your goddamn job.
Sure.
But stop printing fucking money. None of the other shit you're doing is going to work. Driving up interest rates while you're still printing money isn't going to do a goddamn thing, you stupid cunt.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And if my father is watching, Jerome, it's not a white man's name. And that's why you go by Jerry. That's why we call him Jerome. We gotta go by Jerry as a white man with that name.
I'm going to start calling him Jerome.
I do.
In public, I call him
Jerome from time to time.
Like enunciate all of the syllables,
yeah,
too. Like when we go, whenever we're back in North Carolina, we take him out to dinner or something. We're like, hey, Jerome.
Yep.
Over here, bud.
Jerome. Really stretch it out, too.
Yeah.
Grab that bottle of Mickey's. Shout out Jerry out there. Next up, Liz Cheney and company. Well, they got to go to jail. They got to go to prison. Former... Repube, Liz Cheney's January 6th committee suppressed evidence that Donald John Trump pushed for 10,000 National Guard troops to protect the nation's capital. A previously hidden transcript obtained by the Federalist shows. Cheney and her committee falsely claimed that they had no evidence to support Trump's officials' claims that the White House had communicated its desire for 10,000 National Guard troops on that day. And in fact, an early transcribed interview conducted by the committee included precisely that evidence from a key source. The interview, which Cheney attended and personally participated in, was suppressed from public release until now. Deputy Chief of Staff Anthony Ornato's first transcribed interview with the committee was conducted on January 28th, 2022. In it, he told Cheney and her investigators that he overheard White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows push Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser to request as many National Guard troops as she needed to protect the city. He also testified President Trump has suggested 10,000 would be needed to keep the peace at the public rallies and protests scheduled for January 6th of 2021. Ornato also described White House frustration with Acting Secretary of Defense Christopher Miller's slow deployments of assistance on the afternoon of January 6th, 2021. So not only did the committee not accurately characterize the interview, they suppressed the transcript from public review. Are you surprised on this? I'm not.
Not surprised, but all these people need to face criminal charges.
I agree. Right?
Like they, so it's
Adam Kinzinger.
Yeah, Adam Kinzinger is one of them. Everybody on the J6 committee, because they've all lied about this stuff, right? I mean, it's one thing to be asked a question by the press and lie. There's nothing illegal about that. It's unethical, but it's not illegal. But to hold a government panel, a Senate or congressional panel or a investigative committee, and then hide the results from the public, and then impeach a man for stuff that's not true, and then have multiple criminal cases going on mm-hmm. for shit that's not true, having cases make their way to the Supreme Court because of things that she did and Kinzinger did and others that aren't true. These are criminal acts, right?
Yeah.
Like these people need to go to prison.
Yeah, I agree. You know, the other part about this too is I watched the primetime special. I know you said, fuck that, I'm not watching it. I obviously watched it for our show. When you take 40,000 hours worth of footage like that and you selectively edit what you want, I can tell you on a fucking movie. You probably, let's say a 90-minute movie, you're probably shooting around 3 hours worth of footage total. You can manipulate that so fucking easy, let alone 40,000 goddamn hours of footage. You can make that to be whatever you want it to be. Now, with this, if you've got it in a transcript and you've got the testimony here, what's their way out of this at this
point? I don't know, because anytime Liz Cheney is asked about it by investigators or by the press, she'll just point to the GPO website, the government publishing office website, where the official report was posted. Like, okay, just go read our report. It's like, okay, well, you left like 40,000 hours of video out of your report.
Yeah.
And you're lying about the contents of it. Like, it's one thing to have said, because that's a lot of information, right? For somebody to say, well, I don't know, I don't remember that part specifically. It is at the crux of the case. She has said the opposite, and now there are multiple people that have evidence, transcript evidence, that she did hear that, in fact, right, multiple times. So, you know, I feel like what we all know is true, right? That this was a government setup.
Yeah.
And that these people, Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, the CIA, which, by the way, you know, the CIA is not allowed to operate inside the United States.
I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah. They're not allowed to operate. Their purview is overseas. Unfortunately for them, 88 pages of an ATF records from a Department of Justice lawsuit show the CIA deployed personnel to Washington, D.C. on January 6th.
No way. Mm-hmm. You don't say.
In addition to the several hundred FBI agents that were in plain clothes on the ground as well.
Sure.
This was a coordinated effort to keep Trump from ever becoming president again, and to make everybody that's Republican seem like a domestic terrorist and to imprison fucking political opponents. That's what this was.
So let's go back a little bit. You and I don't believe that it was an honest election in 2020.
Nope.
Now, on top of that, after November was over, do you think they got together and said, all right, he could potentially run again? What else do we do here to really fucking wipe him off the face of the...
I think it started way before that, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
When we're planning intelligence operations, we don't just like have a single hit and then move on with the day, right? Like, you have a hit, then you have multiple follow-on targets. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, think of it this way. This is maybe a bad analogy, but there's a fortified compound and we bomb it first a little bit. Then we go in and fucking breach the exterior with explosives or whatever. And then we send in ground troops and then we fucking do sensitive site exploitation. Then we fuck off. There's stages of all this stuff, right? And then we hit follow on targets after that. I think this was planned way before the election. I think it was planned. I think the COVID lockdown stuff was a big part of it, maintaining it for far longer than anybody should have, including the schools and everything else, right? Nobody thought anything should be locked down in November of 2020, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Right. But they did it for a couple of reasons. One, so Biden didn't have to go in public. And two, so they could fucking start this process of making no excuse mail-in voting the standard in this country, so they could steal every election from now forward.
Mm-hmm. Because that's going on through not only these primaries that have been happening, but also through this upcoming election in 2024.
Yeah.
They know Republicans go to the polls and actually vote, and that's the advantage they have is hey, we can mail in all these fucking dead people and whoever else,
yeah,
to get in there.
Yeah, so we'll see how it goes. Barry Loudermilk from Georgia, they're investigating the J6 committee right now. I don't know how that's going to go up until the election, to be honest. Like, it'll mostly be noise until then, until there's actually Republicans in charge of the executive branch again.
Mm-hmm.
Because right now, the FBI is going to shut them down. It hasn't made the news really lately, but there have been multiple threats and targeting letters sent from Congress to the FBI again, threatening them with contempt of Congress for not turning over records. That's still going on right now, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, Trump gets elected, the first thing he has to do is fire everybody from like GS-14 and up at the FBI. They all have to go fuck you, you're done, right? And then, you know, maybe he can sort through some of the stuff after that. But if you don't do that, then all those little lackeys there are just going to fucking cover up everything they can.
Yeah. It depends on if he gets back in there. We'll see. We'll see this fall. In the meantime, though, you can chill out with some Black Buffalo from blackbuffalo.com. If you're 21 and older and use nicotine or tobacco, check out the award-winning tobacco alternative Black Buffalo. It's everything you love about dip, nothing you don't, no compromise. Long cut and pouches made from edible green leaves, food-grade ingredients both with and without pharmaceutical-grade nicotine. Black Buffalo comes in classic flavors like wintergreen, mint, straight peach, and even blood orange. Their pouches have won multiple awards from a shit ton of publications. They're Black Buffalo's best performing products. All products are proudly made in the good old US of A, exclusively for 21 plus adult consumers of nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo sells their products online and ships directly to your front door at blackbuffalo.com. All you got to use is the promo code Drinkin' Bros. I believe it might be Drinkin' Bros 10 too, Bob, for 10% off there. Are they doing 20? They're doing 20, dude. I got to order a fucking new one, bro. Look that up for me. But huge fan of these guys. Black Buffalo sells their products in thousands of retailers throughout the United States. They're down there at my local Circle K and all that other shit. And we always pop on in there. Whenever we have these logs over on the desk, they're fucking gone, dude. Everybody comes in and fucking steals these goddamn things. They love it. Warning, the product does contain nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco. Next up, the RNC sues Michigan. The Republican National Committee filed a voter roll lawsuit against Michigan's Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson on Wednesday. The RNC's newly established Election Integrity Division filed the suit over the office's failure to keep their rolls accurate and up to date. Michael Watley, the committee's chairman, said in a statement, quote, Jocelyn Benson has failed to follow the National Voter Registration Act, leaving Michigan with inflated and inaccurate voter rolls ahead of the 2024 election. The act requires states to maintain an accurate and current voter registration for all federal office elections, and the RNC contends that 76 of Michigan's 83 counties have inflated voter rolls that demonstrate a lack of compliance with the NVRA. Additionally, the committee says 53 counties have more than active registered voters than adult citizens over the age of 18.
Oh,
whoops.
Shit.
Whoopsies.
Yeah. Like, you've got to register your car every year. You can't fucking register to vote every four. Are you fucking kidding me, dude?
It's nuts, man. We got to go in once a year for whatever that bullshit emissions thing is. I think Texas might have just knocked that out recently in like the last 6 or 8 months here. But in California, if I didn't get that goddamn thing checked on the year, you get fined.
I couldn't even
drive your goddamn car.
I need an inspection right now. My little sticker expired in November. I just haven't done it yet.
Is that still required?
I don't know, I guess.
I think they might have taken it off here, depending upon what year your car is. But to your point, yeah, if you got to get your fucking car checked once a year, you can't tell me you can't register to vote, for Christ's sakes?
Yeah.
What the fuck sense does that make?
So I don't know, but the RNC sent a demand letter to Benson before threatening litigation, so this isn't like a surprise, I don't think. It's also the 79th case of election integrity litigation that the RNC is engaged in during this current cycle. So the RNC hired for the election integrity division, Watley, who we mentioned before, Michael Watley, who's the committee chairman, and then co-chairman Laura Trump.
Yes, yeah, she just took over right now. Yeah.
She's his partner. And then they also, as we announced on the show the other day, excuse me, friend and former DB guest Christina Bob is hired as a legal advisor to that team. So she's the one filing these lawsuits.
And so
Trump is close to Watley.
Bob, pull up that CNN clip from last night with Christina Bob, too. I want to show it. It was Jake Tapper. Sorry for interrupting you. But they went yard on this one, and in this CNN piece last night, they were pissed. They were pissed. They said the person who's denying the 2020 election even happened was real is now the person who's in charge of this and running the lawsuits. What a farce. No, man, all this bullshit is a fucking farce here. So why wouldn't the other side get somebody in there to try to figure this the fuck out? What's so shocking about that?
Well, people always act shocked when you catch them doing dirt.
I guess so, man.
Like, but how the feigned righteous indignation of somebody who's been caught cheating on their spouse. Like, all the details are there. The other person just hasn't put it together yet. And how does that person react? Like, what are you, crazy? What, yeah. That's crazy. Like, no, it's not. You're doing it. And it's, I mean, not. You have to fucking prove. So
type in Jake Tapper, Bob. He did. Yeah, I watched the piece last night, and yeah. Old Jake was just, oh, man, he couldn't believe what was going on there last night. Hemming and hawing about it. And I forget who the female was who was on the show. She lost her shit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said Christina Bob was on.
No. Oh. Jake Tapper was commenting on the Christina Bob hire last night. And he was pissed. He was, again, the chick he was talking to, she fucking threw up her hands. And it was a whole goddamn thing. I can't believe any all of this is happening. It's crazy. No, I can't believe that we're asking for people not to register to vote, not to show IDs, and that we have so much mail-in balloting. That's
I can't nuts. Believe it's not butter.
Me I actually neither. I saw something similar on a different channel last night. Rachel couldn't believe that Ross slept with another woman.
We were on a break.
Yeah.
Bob.
Yeah.
Very similar
to
me. For
fuck's sake, man.
Yeah. Is that a Friends reference, by the way?
It is, yeah.
Great. Just for the people at home and my wife, in case she's watching, that Ross didn't sleep with another woman. I want to really get that out there to the world. Okay? Another Ross in the studio, right?
It's Ross Geller.
Wife is in here. All right, Bob? Damn it! Love you, Jesse. Bob's a dumb guy. He's a dumb person, okay? He does dumb things. He's a dummy. He's a real dumb, okay? But yeah, as far as the rest of this shit is concerned, we know Lara Lee. She's a great person, dude.
I don't know her.
I do. Very smart. She's from Wilmington, actually. Sat with her and her family at one of the rallies. Sat with her parents, too. Super fucking normal, down to earth. Like, not some crazy fucking retard like the press makes the entire Trump family out to be. And she's very, very smart. I don't know if you remember, actually, a few years ago on the show, I actually predicted that she would run for Senate for North Carolina. She's a great public speaker, too. During the 2020 election, they had shipped her out to give a bunch of speeches. And I believe she also spoke at the RNC convention as well when he got the nomination to run for president again. Obviously, he was a sitting president, so I don't think there was anybody running against him. Maybe one person. There's always one fucking moron who's out there who's like, I think I can do better than this right now. And they never make it in there, but I like that hire. I don't mind that hire either. Just because her last name is fucking Trump, everybody's got a problem with it, but she's actually a very intelligent person. I love to have her on the show.
What'd she do before?
I'm not sure.
Damn, she's tall as shit.
I know, she's really tall. She's really tall. She was wearing heels that day, too. She was only like 3 inches shorter than me. I was like, God damn.
Television producer, I assume, on his show. No, she was a, let's see. She was a producer for Inside Edition.
No shit.
For 4 years.
Okay. All
four right. More years.
Four more years. Four more years. Huge, huge ratings on that show. Huge. Next.
Oh, this is Eric's wife.
Yeah, it is.
Eric Trump's okay. Yeah, I knew. I didn't know that was his wife. I just thought it was some random Trump kid.
No. No, we know the Trump
kids. Eric's dope. He's my favorite out of all of them.
Is he?
Yeah.
I like Barron, dude.
He's a weirdo like me. We don't know anything about Barron's personality. We just know that he's a fucking giant.
He's a giant. And I love that about him.
There's one thing we know. I texted you about it the other day.
He's the white Wemby.
Kinda.
Well, he doesn't play any sports though, right?
We don't know,
he
dude.
He doesn't. He play, you know what he likes?
What
he's
he
into
like?
The same shit me and you're into, Dan.
Playing the recorder?
Playing computer war games.
Oh, word? That makes sense.
Yeah, he's like a total war kid.
Yeah, so he's basically like Commodus then.
Yeah, I think he's the Augustus, right?
Oh, maybe, yeah. If you think, I guess it's not a perfect analogy because Donald didn't adopt him, but yeah, that's that. I like that.
Yeah,
he may be our emperor at some point.
I'd be
fine with that.
Pull up a pick. He's running about 6'7" right
yeah,
now. Yeah,
I've always
he's
said
he's about as tall as Greg from Succession already, at like age 16.
I've always said that our best shot is a benevolent dictator. Right. The problem is when but you
the second from the left, Bob.
The problem is when you establish the infrastructure for a benevolent dictator like that. What happens when you die? Like, how do you know that the next one is going to be benevolent as well? Right. Yeah. Like, I don't know. There just need to be procedures in place to wipe that motherfucker out without too much tumult for the economy and shit.
So in this picture right here, there's a reason why I asked for this picture, Bob. Met Trump a few times in real life. We're eye to eye, shaking hands, and we're both 6'3". I'm almost kissing 6'4", so I was just a little taller than him. Knowing that Trump is a true 6'3", right there, how fucking tall is this kid? He's got to be 6'7", right? 6'8", maybe? Bob, you got a guess on that?
6'7" is the listed height.
Nailed it! Fuck me, dude! Son of a bitch!
But he's 17.
Yeah, he also looks way less weird than he did just 2 years ago.
He's growing into it.
Yeah,
dude.
He's starting to look like an actual human being now, which is nice. But I mean, we all go through awkward teen phases. We just don't do it at 6'7". You know what I mean? So nobody notices.
6'7"'s too tall to be a commoner. Now, luckily, he's rich, so he doesn't have to fly commercial. Imagine him on a fucking Southwest flight. You know, and let's say he's in section C32, and he's got to wait and get a middle seat on a Southwest flight. He's fucked.
That if I was Trump and he was my kid, I would make him do that just to teach him the value of a dollar. You know?
Sure would, dude.
Yeah,
sure would.
I think Tiffany's the only one made to do that.
Tiffany. Poor Tiffany.
I don't know who that is.
She parties, dude. She's kind of the hot, trashier one they keep out of the public eye there.
She's the bastard child, I believe.
She's not a bastard.
I think this one was like totally out of wedlock and like with a rando.
Come on. Yeah. That's not true, Bob. We can't say that for legally unless you can confirm it. But look at that. So, I mean, she's still a stunner, dude. She looks like Marla Maples. Is it Marla Maples?
Yeah.
Might be Marla Maples' kid.
Marla Maples is the mom, but...
Nailed it. God damn it, I'm on fire.
She was married to Trump for some amount of time.
She sure was, dude. She's from Dalton, Georgia. My dad interviewed both of them back in the day. Weird, man. But yeah, I think she cleaned up her shit, dude. And
she is a bastard.
Bastard in a basket?
Born 2 months before the parents married.
Oh, but it was his penis inside her vagina, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the way you made it seem was that he knocked up a fucking Arby's waitress, you know, a cashier or something like that.
No, it wasn't it's not a Scotty Eastwood situation. Not a Tug and Tim McGraw situation.
All right. Give me a 5 for $5 beef and cheddars. By the way, you got huge jugs. You want to bang? It's not that type of sitch. I just want to make that clear to everyone. This was an actual woman that he got married to. Okay? What was the difference there? 2 months? It's fine. God's not going to know. You think God's keeping track of 2 months on that?
Better believe it.
They got married. Donald John Trump did the right thing, and he married that poor supermodel from Dalton, Georgia, who was Miss Georgia, and he made something of her life, gave her the seed, and look at this little princess right now. Yes, she might have done some cocaine back in the day, but she's cleaned up her act.
I would prefer her to stay on the cocaine.
Well,
to be honest, but she's married now. She's 30.
She's got some kids.
Does she have children as well?
Yeah, one would imagine.
I don't think she did.
Look it up, Bob, because I'm telling you, that's like a fucking Kardashian, dude. You don't pull out of a Trump. You're getting that money the rest of your life. Well, I can tell you that. You don't even ask.
Fucking agree
you
with that.
You don't even ask if they're on the pill. You're like, nope, I'll take the shot.
She does not have any listed kids that I'm aware of.
Okay, still got a chance then. Still got a chance.
I mean, she'll get ready to. Look, she just graduated law school like 4 years ago.
Good for her.
I think she got married after that, so she hasn't been married that long. You know, she's a fucking lawyer. Yeah, she got married in 2022.
All right.
Give her some time.
I will.
Wait a minute. This is weird.
Whoa. Who's the guy?
He's 20. He's 4 years younger.
Smart.
He must be from a rich family or something.
What's his name?
Michael Bulos.
Yeah, that sounds rich, doesn't it? Bulos. Give me the Bulos.
He's a good-looking dude.
Is he?
Yeah. Well, no, not
she's
really.
She's no Uggo, so like that's not. Well, that's not
she's got kind of a moon face.
Oh
right?
Boy, dude, you and Delco, dude. On based this is on a women.
This
it's
is
crazy.
A really this is a really good picture of her. She looks hot right here.
Yeah.
Find a different picture, and you can see like from the profile side, it's she's not ugly or anything. It's just like not that good.
Oh,
it's not Ivanka.
Dude.
Look,
no. Wow. I mean, come on, bro. You got Melania, Ivanka. It's tough.
Don't call
family.
Me a hater when you're when I've got a fucking ribeye in front of me and you're waving bologna under my nose.
I know.
Okay,
man, look at this.
That is intense.
Fuck out of here.
That's,
she's got like a prednisone.
She
face.
Was going yeah. through some shit. All right, Delco.
This was last
the two
week.
Of you so, will never get married ever in your entire life. It'll not. No one will ever be good enough for you guys. I love it. I love it.
By the way, so her husband's situation is a little weird. Bulos is the son of a wealthy family with businesses in Nigeria.
There it is.
Yes. Blood diamonds, brother. That ring's going to be amazing, I bet.
Well, I think Nigeria is more cobalt and lithium, which is worth way more than diamonds.
Even better.
Yeah.
Lithium is a girl's best friend.
They met at Lindsay Lohan's club.
Cocaine.
Perfect. Yeah.
Chopping up gator tails. Give me a little panty grease. Let's start the evening.
I like that, though. Like, their relationship started with cocaine,
mm-hmm.
and it led to actual marriage.
Yeah.
That's a good fucking relationship.
It sure is, dude. That's going to last. Like Dustin Johnson and Paulina Gretzky.
Yeah, I'll bet they'll be together.
Fuck yeah, forever. They will, dude. If you're able to go through the coke days together and still come out of it without killing each other or putting your fist through a window, probably that marriage is going to last forever.
Yeah, proud of you, Tiff.
So, yeah, Tiffers.
Tiffany's husband, their family owns the company SCOA Nigeria, S-C-O-A. It's a conglomerate that does furniture production and interior design, automotive assembly, distribution, power generation. So kind of a catch-all company.
That means they're taking elephant tusk, carving those up, and making coffee tables out of them. I love it. It sounds awesome. All of it sounds fucking awesome, dude, and I'm in. I wish I would have married somebody from who owned a Nigerian company. That furniture would be a lot nicer at my house. I'd sit right down on that elephant tusk. Go ahead and tug one out. Next up, sponsor-wise here. Talk about improving your life. BioProteinTech.com. Talking about HGH, kids. Guys, if you're over 30, you're definitely going to want to hear this. Your hormones suck after a certain age. Usually, it's 35 years old. If you're one of those guys out there and you can't figure out what the fuck's going on with you, and you're struggling to see results you want in the gym or in the mirror, or even in the bedroom, most guys are focused on testosterone. However, that might be only 50% of the answer. Without adequate growth hormone and its end result growth factors, you can't even optimally absorb the testosterone you have, no matter if it's synthetic or natural. That's where BioPro Plus comes in. BioPro Plus fills in what you're missing out on, and it helps you maximize your performance in the gym, even how you look in the mirror, without needles, side effects, or doctor visits, all at the fraction of the cost of the synthetic treatments. BioPro Plus is getting real guys, real results, really fast. Head on over to bioproteintech.com to learn more, or click the link in our bio in the YouTube feed, right, Bob? And then the audio description.
Yeah, it'll be all in there.
Yeah. So at bioproteintech.com, you can learn about it there. And then pop in that promo code Drinking Bros for $30 off your first order. We've been using it for about 6 months now. It comes in a little vial, pop it underneath your tongue right before Nai-Nai, and you're good to go. So far, so good. What they didn't say in here is it makes your skin look nicer, which I like, you know? And at 34, that, trust me, it matters, okay? It matters.
You're using the same kind of math for your age that Biden uses for inflation, bud.
Boy, that is not true. That is not true at all. Okay, I don't know where my birth certificate is. I lost in a flood. We all know that. There was a once-in-a-lifetime storm here that's happened every year since we've moved here to Texas for the last 4 years, and there's no birth certificate anywhere.
Somebody mentioned Olive Garden in the chat.
Oh! Well, I thought are we doing it at the end of the show? You want to do it now?
We can do it whenever.
Let's do it now. Do you have the guy's name?
Yeah.
Do you have his picture?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. All right. Here it is, kids.
I don't know if he wants his picture up in here, but
well, too late.
All of his shit is public on Facebook, so fuck him.
Yeah, and I'll tell the audience, in case you're not a daily listener out there, we have this thing called the Bro Box on our sites on drinkingbros.com. It's where all our merch is and everything else. Bro Box is a special box that gets just sent to you on the first week of the month there. It's always different. It's always unique, and we don't sell the other products in the store. We told you if you signed up for the Bro Box last month, that we'd be picking one of you and flying you out to Austin, Texas to share an evening at the Olive Garden together, obviously on us. Do your worst and drink as much Chianti as you can. Who's the winner, D'Anthony?
The winner is Kyle Frazier.
Kyle Frazier. Let's get a round of applause for Kyle.
He's an Arizona guy, former Marine jet mechanic, F-18 jet mechanic.
No shit.
I don't know what he does now, but yeah, okay. He's. I talked to him last night a little bit. He knows it's him.
Was he amped about it?
Yeah, he's like, I got to talk to my wife, figure out when I can come out there. I'm like, well, yeah, I don't know if that means he's not planning to bring her.
You can.
He does have two kids, it looks like. So.
Yeah, that's why the picture was weird on the screen. I wanted to crop the kid out.
Yeah. No, that's smart. Yeah. Thank you for doing that. Congratulations, Kyle. But yeah, your wife can come, too. She wants to come to dinner that night. So. Yeah. It'll be fun for sure. But when you hear your family, shit, I think it was on accident, but I'm wearing the Drinking Bros Olive Garden shirt today in real life. And wear this bitch on the plane tonight. So congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations. And by the way, just another reminder, we've been reminding you lately, but myself and the Myth Informed, Minds.com, Tim Pool people, we're all doing a bunch of stuff on April the 27th here in mm-hmm. Austin. And if you're signed up from the Bro Box by April 1st, you will also be included for a drawing for two tickets to that
show. Correct. And it'll be a different person, by the yep. way. So yeah. We'll pick out different people each and every time here, and thank you for your support out there. We greatly appreciate it. Next up, Chuck Schumer is a racist, xenophobic, far-right extremist. Now, so sorry about it, guys. Sorry to have to drop this news on you today. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is facing backlash on social media over a resurfaced clip that seemingly contradicts President Biden's most recent comment, where he walked back calling Laken Riley's alleged killer an illegal. Schumer has been a major proponent of the so-called bipartisan immigration bill that we all know is bullshit. Schumer drew the criticism over the weekend from conservatives in light of President Biden's referring to the illegal immigrants who allegedly killed 22-year-old nursing student Laken Riley as an illegal. In his State of the Union address in front of the entire nation last Thursday night, before later walking that back, at least the term illegal, and in many in his party took issue with mm-hmm. here. While some internet sleuths with decent memories found this gem, which we'll play for you now.
Yeah, Bob, you want to pull up that link there, bud?
I'm going to click on that link right for old chuckles.
Turn up the volume on that as well.
Yeah. Gonna have to hear it here.
This is from
legal immigration is wrong. Plain and
Bob's having a bad
plain
tech day.
And simple. When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration. People who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens, and illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally.
Wow.
Nigga drinking. Nigga.
I don't know what the fuck that last part was.
Oh, man. Sorry, Chuck. Internet lives forever, my man.
This has been the case in a lot of areas in American politics over the last couple of years. But the Overton window has shifted so far to the left
mm-hmm.
that just being like reasonable and responsible 15 years ago is now considered far right.
It is.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like having a border. Because Obama, if you remember in Obama's first term when he was running for office, all he talked about was illegal. He talked about health care and illegal immigration.
Yes.
That was like his two big points.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, all right, cool, man. And now everybody's racist for it, I guess.
I don't know. Or xenophobe. And
now Schumer's also in a little hot water for some shit he said today.
Sure is. Sure is. You're going to have to bring that up.
Yeah, you can find that on Twitter, Bob. Just
yeah, he's trending number one there on Twitter for this. At least he was right before we started the show here. Turns out old Chuckles made a speech to Congress today saying that Netanyahu needs to be overthrown, essentially, and needs to be removed as president from the country. Which is weird. I've never heard a politician say that they want to overthrow another regime.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, Schumer's a Jew, right?
Is he?
Yeah, his name's Schumer. He's a
Jew. I didn't want to presume, damn.
No, you don't have to presume. That's how it works.
Okay.
But, man, I don't know that I've ever heard an American politician call for the ouster of the head of state of an ally in the middle of a war before.
No.
Now, I don't disagree with him. Netanyahu is a piece of shit, and he was like this close to going to prison right before all the shit kicked off.
Yeah.
So whatever, right? But I've never heard anything like this before. I can't remember. Bob, do you ever remember the Senate majority leader or somebody of that status like calling for the ouster of an allied fucking an allied head of state? I don't know if I've ever heard that.
I have no working memory of that at all. I mean, it's plot.
You're not testifying in front of Congress,
Jesus,
Bob.
I'm not asking your porn search history here.
Honestly, it's plausible, but I don't know of any. Like, I could see some ahead of like this high ranking. I don't know. It almost certainly has had to have happened at some point during the Cold War or World War II. Like someone in Congress being like, that guy shouldn't lead that country anymore. Blah blah blah.
I don't know if the Senate Majority Leader, though.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think anyone that high ranking has. It would not surprise me if a hothead in Congress, especially the House.
Like a McCarthy?
Yeah, like something like that has called for, like, said something like, fuck Churchill, or, you know what I mean?
McCarthy
I don't know, but
only there for about 2 weeks. He was there for a cup of coffee, and then he was out of there, that guy. Kevin McCarthy.
But there-
No, he's talking about... Oh, were you talking about Kevin McCarthy? No. Or you were talking about...
No, I'm talking about McCarthyism.
Yeah, like Red Scare McCarthy.
Okay, all right. Because the last speaker, then, play the clip here.
Fourth major obstacle to peace is Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. As a lifelong supporter of Israel, it has become clear to me the Netanyahu coalition no longer fits the needs of Israel after October 7th. The world has changed radically since then, and the Israeli people are being stifled right now by a governing vision that is stuck in the past. 5 months into this conflict, it is clear that Israelis need to take stock of the situation and ask, must we change course? At this critical juncture, I believe a new election is the only way to allow for a healthy and open decision-making process about the future of Israel. The fourth major obstacle to peace.
Thanks. It's just rerunning again. Now, for me, Bob and Dan here, can you call for a new election?
So in a parliamentary system like that, that's how it works.
It is? Okay.
Yeah, the party calls for a new election. And they choose a leader for their party, and if certain requirements are met, if the party wins enough seats, then that's the prime minister, is whomever the leader of their party is.
Gotcha.
Essentially.
Yeah, because I don't follow it because I don't give a shit about their countries.
So. No, I don't either.
It's just me. Yeah. Maybe it's just me. What I do care about, though, is what goes down in the bedroom. And our next sponsor is AdamandEve.com. Promo code Drinking Bros gets you 50% off any item in the entire store, plus free shipping. If you don't know Adam and Eve, well, by God, it's the biggest sex toy company on earth, okay? You're lying. You're lying to yourself. You're lying to your grandfather's face. You're lying to your dogs. I know you talk to your fucking dogs. Don't lie to them either. Instead, let them peruse the entire catalog like Bob does every night. Bob, what's your favorite toy there that you're looking to purchase from AdamandEve.com?
You know, the other day I was kind of just fiddling with the tip of my penis.
Sure.
And I thought to myself, where'd it go?
Where'd it go?
Where'd my little hood go?
Where'd it go?
And I thought, I'll never get it back.
Mm-hmm.
God damn you, Mom and Dad. But now...
Come on.
You can get it back with the Fantasy Extensions Elite Uncut Silicone Penis Enhancer. Instantly transforms your penis into a 66% thicker and uncut love tool.
You can uncirc your cock, is what you're saying?
They have an uncirced sleeve that you slide over your skinny, sad little hoodless wiener.
This is basically a time. Wow. This is basically a time machine for your cock.
Unbelievable, dude. I want to take back what I said earlier on Ross Patterson Revolution this morning. I thought the SpaceX rocket going up to the moon today, 364 feet tall, 30 feet wide, biggest rocket in the history of Earth, was the biggest deal today. It is not. This has surpassed that. Let me see that fucking cock sleeve one more time. Look at that beautiful fucking heater there. Man.
And I'm obviously showing this in honor of Dune.
Ooh, yeah, of course. We should play that song. Well, we'll get dinged for it on YouTube. You're just going down the whole shaft right there. Veins included in that thing? Way to go, AdamandEve.com.
So do you call your dick Shai Halud? Or how's
the
that
sandworm?
Work? Yeah.
Do you call it the sandworm? Or do you go by the government name?
Yeah, like? The slave name, some people say. Speaking of, there's a story about dildos. We didn't cover it, but
we will.
And you can go look for it. We're not going to get too deep into it, no pun, but it's some dude apparently sent like a couple hundred dildos to the White House so Joe Biden go fuck himself.
Used.
For Valentine's Day.
Used. Well,
you don't know. How do
dildos.
You know they're used? They're just not in a package?
The Secret Service said they were used.
What, do they smell them? How do you know?
I think whenever any man grabs a dildo from a stranger, you give it a sniff just to see. Like, hey, was this inside somebody?
Like,
just out of curiosity.
That's like the Secret Service version of getting sent to Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
Like a shitty posting or something like
that.
Yeah,
dude.
It's like, hey, you're the guy that sniffs everything when it comes in. So what do you mean? Like, you'll see.
You'll see.
Wait for Valentine's Day. It's coming.
Yeah, there'll be a few dildos in there. What's that, Bob? What's the last one here?
Now, look, sometimes it's tough to get someone into your bedroom so you can put on your uncut penis sleeve and show off how your penis should look.
Sure.
Right? So to take care of that, buy the Sex Magnet Pheromone Gift Set. Okay.
Ah.
Increase attraction, desire, and pleasure with pheromones. Now, Dan, you'll like this. This is science approved.
Okay. Thank you.
It says science approved.
Thank you. They would not be on this program if it was not science approved. I really want that to be known to everyone.
Yeah, we science approve all of our sex toys.
Yeah.
Just apply a little of the Sex Magnet Pheromone Roll-On Oil to pulse points, again, science approved, to amplify your attractiveness. I mean,
shit.
You know, I'm glad you read the description now, because my dumb brain saw Sex Magnet. I'm like, what is it, magnets for your dick or something?
Not sure. Big fan, though. Yeah. Big fan. Of all of that. Next up, we got Mayor Pete's grooming husband. After Chasten Buttigieg. Didn't know that was his
Chasen.
Actual name. Come on. Is he not pronouncing the T?
Chasten is how you say that word.
Chasten.
Yeah.
It's a soft
T. It's an actual word. Chasten to chasten.
Chasten is, there's no T in it, dude.
No, it's... And also, the T's kind of pronounced there. I feel like there's a T sound.
Chasten, yeah, there is.
Chasten, verb, have a restraining or moderating effect on.
It's That's a, what you it's would a, name your kid?
It's a word. Yeah, well, they're trying to moderate him, I guess. But instead, he's fucking doing weird shit with kids.
I'm calling him Chasten, dude. That's bullshit. I'm pronouncing that T, Chasten. You haven't earned the respect for me to give you a soft T right off the bat, homie. Especially the way your husband sucks dick as Secretary of Transportation.
Oh, you mean metaphorically?
Both.
Because we don't know if he's good or bad at sucking actual dick.
That's true. He blasted the state of Oklahoma for appointing Shia Rychek, a.k.a. Libs of TikTok, to a state advisory panel on education. The Oklahoma Superintendent of Public Instruction fired back that Chasten Buttigieg is actively indoctrinating kids. Riot Shick was appointed to the Oklahoma Library Media Advisory Committee in January by Oklahoma Superintendent of Public Instruction Ryan Walters, a committed Christian who is a fierce opponent of in putting in LGBTQ plus IA, IEIOU fucking into public schools and all that bullshit. Last week, Chasten Buttigieg stated, look, Oklahoma ranks number 48 in education. So if your state ranks number 48, you've got some work to do. And I think the choice to bring someone like Libs of TikTok in is going in the completely wrong direction. And if I were Oklahoma, I would be very embarrassed.
By the way,
this is what my state superintendent was focused
on. All that Chaya does is repost people's videos.
That's it.
Without even context. Well, the context she usually provides is like the location and the fucking date.
She actually got dinged by Ron DeSantis the other day.
For what?
For providing bad context.
Well, that's not true though, right? So the second post in that, or the her reply to her own post clarified what she was talking about, but it still got community noted. So yeah, you're technically right. But that's for somebody that posts that kind of stuff, you should definitely have it all in there. Like she's a blue check, right? You can put as many characters in there as you want.
If you want
to. Yeah, she wrote a fucking novel on these books.
Yeah. I mean, and so
you dropped the Great Gatsby.
She definitely fucked up on that one. She just like immediately corrected it in the next post. But also you can edit your post now, right? If you're
yes.
a blue check. So I don't know. Whatever.
I think you can edit even if you're not.
Oh, really? Look at
yeah,
that.
I think so. Not replies, that. Though. Just original posts.
Yeah. So look, fuck off, Chasten. By the way, there's 50 states. Somebody's going to be 48. You know, so even if they improve, when are you going to go out to the other state that's 48 next year?
Yeah, but I don't know why this. I don't know what this dude does.
Chasten,
Chasen Boot Judge.
Yeah,
I don't know what his like. I don't even know what he does. But like for a job, right? But I do know what he does with his free time, which is apparently leading kids in a pledge of allegiance to the pride flag. These are children.
Sweet.
Go ahead and play that, Bob.
Yeah.
All right. I pledge my heart. To the rainbow.
To the rainbow.
Of the not so typical gay camp.
Of the not so typical gay camp.
One camp.
One camp.
Full of pride.
Full of pride.
Indivisible.
Indivisible.
With affirmation and equal rights for all.
With affirmation and equal rights for all.
Watch your heads.
Jesus Christ, man. I mean, some of those kids look really young. You don't know if you're fucking gay at that age. I've never seen that video before.
That's
the first time I've ever seen it.
Oh, he's a teacher. Great.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Maybe that's why the tea is soft.
And he wrote a book, I Have Something to Tell You, and it's about coming out as a child.
As a child. Great. Great. What year? How old would you say there? What you reckon?
Then? Any? No.
What you reckon? Eight? Eight's about the time you know. You want to cut off your fucking ding-dong and do whatever? Or just be gay, you know? You don't fucking know at that age. You don't know anything.
I don't know. But that is about as clear a case of grooming as I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
To be honest.
So, that guy is married to our Secretary of Transportation. Who's also done a great job over there.
Yeah.
Sarcasm.
It explains why he needed 2 months off, I guess, for paternity leave. They both took 2 months off.
Oh, they did, both of them. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, to figure out which one was going to breastfeed the kid, I think.
Who was in the stirrups giving the baby? Who was birthing that thing?
I don't know if they stole it. I don't know what happened.
All right.
I assume it was either a surrogate or they adopted it, right? But two dudes that looked like that probably wasn't adoption. It was probably a surrogate.
Yeah.
I believe it was surrogate. The book is for 12 and up.
Perfect.
Yeah. I mean, you definitely know your sexual orientation by 12.
Maybe. No way. Maybe. Or you're at least.
You didn't know you liked girls when you were 12? You thought you might be gay at 12?
You definitely know by 12.
Yeah. 12 is what? Sixth grade?
You would at least be, if you're a gaylord, you would at least be curious at that point.
Sixth grade?
Yeah.
You didn't know? You were looking at boys and girls, being like,
I mean,
I don't
most
know.
People start pounding off around then. Yeah. So yeah.
Mine was later.
Did not know your sexual orientation when you were 12.
Yeah, I liked girls. I thought I liked girls, but like, it wouldn't, like, I'll put it to you this way, because I've got gay relatives. I got four of them. There's a lot.
You better get checked.
There was a point where I was like, shit, dude, is this going to happen to me? One of them was fucking girls all the way through high school and then find out until college. No.
At any rate,
I think he knew.
If any human being approached you and said, hey, I want to talk to your 12-year-old about sex, the appropriate response is to blow their brains out of the back of their head. Ha-boom!
When does sex education start, usually?
I think sixth grade. I got sex education
in sixth grade.
I remember
sex ed. Yeah, yeah.
Like I didn't get it in sixth grade. Ours didn't start till ninth.
I think it was seventh or eighth, yeah. Six, seven, eight. Somewhere in middle school, for sure.
Yeah.
I didn't get it till ninth grade. And I think we had to have a parent sign off on it, too. I think my parents had to sign off on the notice for sex education.
Yeah, Georgia was a red state back then.
Yeah, she used to be.
Yeah, now you don't have to sign off on anything.
Sure.
Although,
don't.
We'll see how it goes when repubes are back in charge, because the UK, just with a relatively liberal government, just passed a national health system ban on puberty blockers.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's still happening in experimental or like clinical trials or some shit like that, but they banned it otherwise. So I it'll be curious to see if the U.S. follows suit in that regard, in the same way we did with getting rid of slavery, because they did it first.
Yeah, they sure did. They sure did there. Hey, the other thing too about it, they also sent the curriculum home to my parents. It was everything they were going to teach in that fucking class had to be sent home as well.
The Archbishop signed off on it for all of us.
Yeah, sure did.
I bet he did, yeah.
Sure did. Big hand goes over the little hands.
He drew all the dicks.
Yep. Last but not least, it's time to get weird. Airbnb announced on Monday it's banning the use of security cameras inside rentals. Before this change, the platform allowed owners to have cameras in common areas such as living rooms, kitchens, hallways, as long as they were disclosed in the listing. Security cameras were not allowed in areas such as bedrooms or bathrooms. The change will go into effect April 30th, Airbnb said in a blog post. The company said the majority of rentals on its platform do not report having security cameras, and the change is expected to affect a small number of rentals. Our goal was to create new, clear rules that provide our community with greater clarity about what to expect out of Airbnb. These changes were made in consultation with our guest hosts and privacy experts, and will continue to seek feedback to help ensure our policies work for our global community. Hosts must disclose the use of decibel monitors, and they will only be allowed in common areas, the company said. Short-term rental competitor VRBO said in a statement Monday that it has prohibited indoor cameras in rentals since 2022, but does allow outdoor cameras in common spaces if they are disclosed. The company says it requires additional disclosures if the outdoor cameras also capture pools. Well, that's fun.
So laundry is about to go up, right? Because I'm going to come on everything.
Yeah. Now it's your time.
Now that I know for sure. By the way, you should get, everybody should buy a little signal detector. Keep it in your travel bag, because there's usually cameras in places.
Sure
hotels
is.
And stuff like that. And they're relatively easy to find if you know what you're looking for.
Yeah, they sure are out there. But let's face it. A lot of creepers, dude, are going to be disappointed in this, because that's a kink. Is voyeurism.
Yeah.
Just watching people kind of bang. And now, well, God damn it, Airbnb is going to get rid of that. I've got to head on out to a flight, D'Anthony. So you're going to interview the drinking bro of the week out there. Who is our friendly little Mexican buddy back there? You're up first, hombre. Come on in, dude. And you're going to take my seat. And I'll say what I always say to everybody. Keep the mic about an inch from your face. Come on up. Throw that single on D'Anthony. Thank you, Delco. I love you guys. Don't forget to rate and review the show on iTunes. A 5-star. Leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. It's just a 5-star and you can walk away. Bang.
Bang. Yeah, before we get to the first guy here, Jake Fogg is getting married. He knows we're not coming. You're right, we're not. Congratulations on getting married, though. We will never come. It's Pi Day. Do you know that?
No, I don't.
3/14, 3.14
Oh, wow.
Oh, you mean it's St. Louis Day, 314, let's go.
Is that the
area code? Yeah.
That's disappointing, to be honest. I don't care for that. What's your name?
Roberto Ulysses Nava.
Wow, you went with the fucking middle name too, huh?
Yeah, I did.
It seems like you've talked to police a lot over your lifetime.
A couple times. Yeah,
Where do you live?
Gainesville, Texas.
Where's Gainesville? I don't know.
North of Denton, about 30 minutes north, yeah.
So outside of Dallas, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing down here?
Well, my birthday was yesterday, so I decided to take the weekend for it.
Oh, shit. So you're just going to come party in Austin, try to bang some college girls?
Yeah, of course.
why not? Bob, where should he go to bang college girls?
Oh, man. West, I don't even know where they go. West?
West.
Yeah, go to West 6. Go to Greenlight Social. You'll probably find some college girls.
All right.
There's some places up north, like up near 17th and 18th, too, that have, like, there's a rooftop bar up there that's super dope right near campus.
I mean, you go to Canyon Enables.
No, that's closed.
Oh, it closed.
Yeah, that's closed. Now. Yeah. But there's a new rooftop, not new, but there's a new-ish rooftop bar. I can't remember the name of it. Yeah, so you got friends here or what? Are you just hanging out solo?
No, just hanging out solo. I was going to bring Buddy, but he had to bail, so.
Oh, what happened?
Church. Whatever you want to do with that.
What the fuck are you talking about? Why church?
He's in the band, so they had to film.
Oh, word? Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. How long have you been listening to the show?
Since 2021. Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite part? What do you like?
Well, it was funny that fucking Ross said that these monitors were really far. So with that training.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They're not.
These aren't.
They're not far, no. You can see everything.
Yeah.
You can see literally everything on here.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, all right, so let's get to it. Who's your drinking bro of the week?
It would have to go to my parents, my mom and dad. They've definitely done a lot, especially made a life for what we have. My dad's an immigrant from Mexico. So then my mom, saw her growing up working 2-3 jobs a year. Mm-hmm. So.
And what do you do?
I work in natural gas. So.
Natural gas.
Yeah.
That there's a lot of that up there where you live?
Yeah, up in North Texas, there's quite a bit. So.
Shit, I don't know anything about this state.
Yeah, that makes sense because, I mean, he's not far from Oklahoma, and Oklahoma's like frack central.
Mm.
Yeah.
So same. Geologically, I assume it's roughly the same. Yeah.
Is the tap water flammable up there?
No.
Like Pennsylvania?
Surprisingly. But yeah, I work up there in like Frisco, Prosper, that kind of area.
Well, we're going to be in Frisco third week of May.
Right,
we're doing a tasting at an HEB up there. I can't remember which one it is, though. It's somewhere
I know of
Frisco.
One, which is where I bought a 12-pack at. So a
yeah,
couple
well,
weeks
that's
ago,
probably the one, to be honest. I don't really know for sure. But
if that's the case, I'll be there right after work.
Cool. We'll get more details on that. Thanks for coming today.
Hell
hope
yeah,
you have fun
man,
in Austin.
Sure.
Don't get raped.
Who knows?
It.
You know, there might be a priest that shows up.
Are you Catholic?
No, not at all.
Just start lighting candles and throwing it at him, I think, is what I would do. Bob, how does that work?
That just makes him angry.
Oh, shit, dude.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I won't do that.
It's like firing an energy weapon at a fucking energy beast, right? It just makes him stronger.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've tried it before. You remember in Jurassic Park when he starts waving the flare to try and get the T-Rex to follow him?
Yeah.
That's kind of what happens when you light a candle.
Oof, oh, okay. Man, that's rough. Well,
damn.
Well, you know, good luck, I guess.
All right,
there's also the Rainy Street Ripper. You don't want to get murdered by him. I haven't heard anything about that in a while. Delco, is that guy still around?
I think they found a body somewhere in the Greenbelt like the other day.
Oh, that's true, yeah. But it wasn't in the river, so maybe they're just moving.
Yeah, maybe. Could have also been a homeless guy.
Well, that's probably true, yeah.
Probably.
Cool. Well, thanks for coming today, man. Appreciate it.
Of course, man. Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, for sure. Who else we got over here? You got booze and Olive Garden shit? What is that, Woodford? Take your time. We're going to live forever. I'm just kidding. And... Yeah, tell me what you got there. What is this Olive Garden bullshit?
I brought y'all the only thing that's good at Olive Garden, and that's the breadsticks.
Oh, and there's then, breadsticks in there.
Yeah, just a box of breadsticks.
Congratulations for the weirdest gift so far.
And that is, y'all had the pasta, the fuckable pasta. The breadsticks are way easier to fuck than
shit.
The breadsticks.
I mean, if you let them get hard first and then hollow it on the outside and then hollow it out, maybe.
I guess. So, I mean, I was thinking put the sleeve on it.
Oh, yeah. Or, I mean, just wrap it in duct tape like you would a small animal.
Yeah.
If you're going to have sex with that.
Well, I've been here before and I didn't bring anything. So today I
What do you got there? Whiskey. Tell everybody your name first before you.
James Foot Penis.
James Foot Penis.
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's probably not right.
It's Hancock.
Hancock, okay.
Changed it.
Well, it is. Yeah, that makes sense. So what's the booze?
19 Oaks. They're out of Nacogdoches. They make it. It's a little distillery there. Got decent food.
Is that where you guys are from?
Yes, sir. Lufkin, which Lufkin. Is a little bit south.
That's still, what is that? What is your voting district? It's Texas District 1, I think, isn't it? Isn't it the first one? Show me those breadsticks. I didn't know you could just go buy goddamn breadsticks from this place.
I didn't
place.
Either.
Now, are these already cooked or they're like...
They're fresh.
Oh, my God.
I got them.
It's a whole box.
Yeah, whole box.
That is... That's
24.
That's something right there.
Good Lord. Oh, look at that grease.
Do you guys want to have a breadstick eating contest?
Yeah.
I've got to be on a plane in like fucking 3 hours, so let's do this.
Also throwed some local beer in the fridge back
there.
Oh,
good. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
Like a sixer.
And hell yeah.
Growler
that'll
back there.
Bob will probably drink that. He's our craft beer guy.
Yeah, I got two holes. You can guess which one's going in which. Shut up. I'm talking about my holes.
God, Joel, you're so poor, dude. Why do you act like such a poor? You're embarrassing me in front of my friends. Joel's off camera. He's just
Joel,
like, hey,
can
I have a breadstick? Like you haven't eaten in 6 years,
he
you
couldn't
piece of
wait.
Shit. God damn it, man.
Yeah.
Oh, he's passing them out now. Yeah, you're like fucking Johnny Appleseed of breadsticks, fucking turd. Anyways, who's your drinker bro of the week?
Gave it to my wife last time. I gave it to my dad. He's passed away years ago. He ran a business and always told myself I would never run a business, watching how he stressed out all the time. Then I decided to do it. Now I'm like, God, I wish he was here to help me out through these
times.
Yeah,
no shit, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool, man. Well, thanks for the breadsticks and the booze.
You're welcome.
How'd you like the show today?
Good. Good.
What was your favorite part of the show?
This right here.
Oh, Hope Solo's asshole?
I just want to get...
Or Pete Rose. Which one are you pulling? Oh, the butthole, yeah.
Butthole right there.
Yeah. Mm. You got to be careful. Don't stare into it too long. It's like a tractor beam. It'll draw you right in. We've lost a couple of people in there over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It's bad news. All right, we got to get out of here, guys.
All right.
Thanks for coming today. Thank you all for coming. Thank you all for listening. Go rate and review the show. Don't forget about the Bro Box if you're signed up by April 1st, which means if you can still sign up until midnight on the 1st of April. You'll be entered into that contest to win tickets to the show. And it's going to be a fun time, so don't be a bitch, I guess. For Ross, Patterson, and myself, Hot Bob, Delco, poor Joel. It's a piece of shit. I'm Dan, Drinker Bros. Ian.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.